Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. The Namath Arts Center has a reputation of bringing nationally recognized artists to the Park Rapids area. And the Namath is now collaborating with the Minneapolis College of Art and Design, creating an opportunity for talented teenagers to both get into a gallery and also get on their way to a career in the art world. Michael Dagan is the executive director at the Namath Art Center, and he's going to tell us more about it. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, everyone.
Am I pronouncing it correctly, Namath?
You know, even in the family, they pronounce it a few different ways, the Namath family. It's either Namath or Namath, either.
Oh, good. Fine. Tell us about this collaboration between the Namath and MCAD.
So this will be the second year now that the Art Center is partnered with Minneapolis College of Art and Design on this youth art exhibit. And so the way this works is that the top sophomore or junior in the exhibit will be chosen by MCAD to attend their pre-college summer session. So they'll be awarded a scholarship with a $3,400 value to kind of get a jump on their college career and also just kind of get a taste of the MCAD art program.
Right. So students age 15 to 18, from what I understand, can apply to be part of the show.
That is right. And so this year we've expanded the area that this exhibit will cover to be rural Minnesota communities of 20,000 people or less. So we're hoping to kind of just to get more people, more youth involved in the exhibit and just kind of expand the awareness of the Art Center throughout Minnesota.
What kinds of art can kids submit? Well, they wouldn't submit the actual art with the application. They'd send a photo of it or something?
Yep, we're just asking for a couple photos of their artwork, and it's the mediums are wide open. Whatever they would like to submit, we would try to include.
MCAD, Minneapolis College of Art and Design, is a unique experience for students. Could you talk a little bit about what it offers?
Yeah, I can try.
Okay.
I never attended there, but it's quite a unique place because it's just strictly art. So you're going to be immersed with other students that's what you're focused on, and they have a wide variety of classes. I was just looking this morning even, and from animation, web design, furniture building, book binding, let alone the typical, painting, drawing, sculpture. So just kind of a wide variety of classes that students can take. And it's located right next to the Minneapolis Institute of Art, MIA. So just that environment, a creative environment. And I'm not sure how long that school's been going, but I know personally just a number of very talented individuals that have spent some time there, and it just kind of the springboard for them in their arts careers. So it's a real great opportunity to get into that summer pre-college program and just get a taste of what MCAD and that environment is all about.
It's a great opportunity. What you said, this is the second year that you've done this youth show with the opportunity to go experience Minneapolis College of Art and Design. What were the outcomes of last year's show?
Well, last year there were 17, there were submissions from 17 local artists. And so we had the space to include everyone, which is great. And the person who won, she was from Nevis High School. And so she has two siblings that, attend MCAD, and she really wanted to go to the pre-college session, but she just didn't know how she was going to come up with the money to do it. And here our program opens up and she applies, and so she gets the scholarship. So it was a really just wonderful story for the first year. And the Art Center, back to the days of the North Country Museum of Arts when the Namath was still known as that, they've been having a youth art exhibit for years and years, over 30 years. So we're just kind of trying to continue that tradition and add an exciting new side to it with involving MCAD.
How do kids apply for this?
So it's pretty easy. just go to the Nemeth Arts Center website, and that's spelled N-E-M-E-T-H, artscenter.org, and go under opportunities, and all the information's there. Just need to send an email with some images of the work just a little information about the artists themselves. And then the deadline I just extended now is going to be April 13th. So Friday the 13th in April will be the deadline to submit. And so the exhibit will run throughout the month of May at the Arts Center, which is open Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. And this year, for the opening reception, the ceremony will be held May 19th, and that'll run from roughly, you know, about 5 to 7 p.m. And after the ceremony, we're really fortunate, we're going to be screening a film. It'll be Carrie Pickett's film titled First Daughter Black Snake, which is about Winona LaDuke and the struggle against the Line 3 oil pipeline corridor expansion project. So we're really excited to have that film showing the same night as the youth art exhibit reception.
What a great opportunity for kids to not only possibly go to that summer session at MCAD, but to just show their stuff in a gallery.
Yeah, it's really fun just to get to interact with the other artists that, you know, hopefully will be from throughout Minnesota, and then just get to meet some of the professional artists that are living in the area, and just you know, I think a lot of times the creative kids in rural areas might kind of feel alone, and so it's a kind of a chance to connect with other artists that have made a living in creative ways, and just you know, also just connect with the Art Center, because most, you know, I think we know well, it's like most kids will go to school and move away and kind of get wrapped up in the rat race. So we're hoping to make some connections, so maybe entice them to move back once they've had a chance to explore the world.
Yeah. That is Michael Dagan. He's executive director at the Nemeth Art Center in Park Rapids. This is a great opportunity for students age 15 to 18 who live in rural communities. The stipulation is 20,000 or less population. That's every town in our listening area. So if you know a kid who's a painter, a sculptor, a woodworker, would you take a filmmaker?
Yes.
Okay, a filmmaker. The opportunities abound. So go to nemethartcenter.org.
And I should mention, too, along with that MCAD scholarship, we do offer cash prizes to the top three artists in the exhibit.
Even better. Even better. So a great opportunity for students in our listening area. So thanks, Michael, and we'll talk again.
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.